tropical cyclone Alfred is moving slowly as it makes its way towards the coast as a Category 2 storm. Meteorologist Tony Auden says we can expect strong winds and heavy rain to ramp up across the Sunshine Coast later this afternoon, with landfall on track for early tomorrow.
A general slow movement towards the coast. I reckon that might be towards the Gold Coast to start with, maybe a almost stall later in the day, moving a bit north towards the Moreton Bay Islands. Then hopefully by tonight into tomorrow, we'll see a general westward movement overland, likely weakening as a Category 1 through Moreton Bay, then across to a low inland, and then we start to deal with the rain on top of all the wind and waves that we've been having so far.
And while we've had some power out here, further south, thousands of homes are in the dark. Energex has posted extra staff on the Sunshine Coast. They can only work to fix lines if it isn't too windy, and only if they can access the area in case of flooding. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is in Brisbane. He says when Australia is at its worst, Aussies are at their best.
It's important that if the SES is advising you to evacuate by a certain time, you do so. They have knowledge, they have expertise, they have experience.
While local disaster management group chair Rosanna Natoli says safety is a priority for everyone, including first responders, as we wait for Alfred to arrive.
We know the SES Swiftwater teams are at the ready across the region should we need them. If there is potential flooding as the cyclone crosses or afterwards, of course, by now, you should have your wheelie bins inside or secured, remembering that after the cyclone, when we can open our tips and dumps, we will, and it will be free to take green waste and general waste after Tropical Cyclone Alfred has passed.
Some sandbag stations are open again this morning. And remember, if you need assistance, you can call the SES on 132500 or 000 in a life-threatening situation. And the coastal erosion has led to the wreck of the SS Dickey reappearing, the rough seas and winds washing away sand to expose the wreck, which was buried at Dickey Beach.